It was Johnny McIldoo and McGee and me and a couple, two or three, went on a spree one day. We had a bob or two, which we know how to blow. Let the beer and whiskey flow, and we all felt gay. We visited McCann's, McLeman's, Humpty Dan's. We then went into Swan's, our stomachs for to pack. We ordered up a feed, which indeed we did need, and we finished it with speed, but we still felt slack. Then Johnny McIldoo turned as blue as the dew, and a plate of Irish stew he soon put out of sight. Shouted out encore with a roar for some more, said he'd never felt before such a keen appetite. We ordered eggs and ham, bread and jam, what a crumb. Then we couldn't ram, though we tried a level best. For everything we brought, cold or hot, mattered not. It went down him like a shot, but he still stood the test. Swallowed jipe and lard by the yard, we got scared. We thought it would go hard when the waiter brought the bill. We begged him to give more, but he swore he could lower twice as much again and more before he had his fill. Nearly supped the trough full of broth, says McGrath. He'll devour the tablecloth if you don't haul him in. When the waiter brought the charge, McIldoo felt so large, he began to curse and barge, and his blood went on fire. Began to curse and swear, tear his hair in despair. And to finish the affair, he called the shopman a liar. The shopman's a liar. The shopman's a liar. The shopman, he was stout, in a doubt, he did pout. McIldoo, he kicked about like an old football. Stripped him of his clothes, broke his nose, I suppose. He did kill him with a few blows in no time at all. McIldoo began to howl and to scowl and to growl. Chew an empty bowl at the shopkeeper's head. Struck old Mickey Flynn, peeled the skin off his chin. And the ruction did begin, and we all fought and bled. The coppers did arrive, men alive, four or five. The rest of made a drive for us all to march away. We paid for all the meat that we ate, stood a treat. And went home to reminisce on the spree that day.